Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, I got one for us to chew on a couple of different levels here. Okay, could you imagine even, if you were even, this is so unbelievable on a couple of different levels that it's hard for me to even ask the question. Could you imagine writing a dating profile for your husband or for your wife? You have decided that you are going to be in an open relationship.
That's key information. Okay.
Okay. Now, that's the first thing. I mean, most of us wouldn't even be able to imagine that. There's just no way, right? But the second thing is, if you agree to it, could you imagine writing each other's dating app profiles for each other, knowing that your significant other is going to be going out on the date if your dating profile that you wrote for them is successful?
Ain't no way.
Woo, no.
Ain't no way.
That's a different kind of relationship.
Yeah.
That is a gear that I do not have.
Me neither.
I'm not a stick shift. I'm a manual.
So there's this article on Your Tangle right now that really caught my eye. And the title is, I Have an Open Marriage and My Husband Helps Write My Dating Profile. She says, in the beginning, all those years that we were in love, that we decided we were strong enough and secure enough that we could navigate the new world of an open marriage. I shared this article with my husband, and we both agreed that the idea of more open communication, more freedom, and an increased sex drive outside of a monogamous relationship while still loving each other and keeping our family together sounded like something we wanted to do. Okay, so we've had Burt Show listeners on before talking about their open marriage. Whatever is for you is for you. That's fine. She says, and for a while it was like that. We talked about feelings and problems in our marriage we'd never talked about before. The feelings of anticipation for something new and exciting were really fun, and it was exhilarating to talk about it together without fear or jealousy of judgment. It was thrilling to go out into the world knowing it was okay to have these thoughts, feelings, and experiences. Okay. My husband set up my dating account and wrote the profile for it. He helped me choose pictures and told me how beautiful I was. I took the profile pic for his account while we were on a date, and we read messages together from his matches. This is so above my maturity rate. I can't even tell you, man.
It's one thing to write the profile. It's another thing to scour the connections together.
No, I kind of... If I were in an open marriage or relationship, which I would not be, that is not for me. But if I were, I've heard that it's all about communication and honesty and transparency. So the fact that they're doing it together means they're consistently both consenting. At any point, someone could be like, you know what? I actually don't like this. And you can talk about it. And then you know who your partner is going out with, who they're getting into bed with. Like, you know what to expect. I like the transparency.
It's hard for me to put myself in this place because I'd be raging with jealousy.
I feel like even if I were able somehow to be in an open relationship, I wouldn't want to know anything about what you're doing in your openness.
Yeah, because
there's one of two ways to look at it. Would you want to know everything or would you want to know nothing?
Nothing for me.
In the dark, baby.
Yep.
Yeah. If she's hot, I want to get in on it. I want to know everything.
That's going to take us down another path.
Well, then every time you're out in public, if I see something that you found attractive on the dating app, to me that opens up a whole other world of insecurity that I'm not into.
Mm-hmm. She says, I encouraged him to bring his sexuality out, to know what it was like to want someone in a new way and to be seen through the eyes of someone. When he went on his first date and his second date, I cried even though I wanted it because I was so scared to let him go. I can't even imagine just sitting at home.
Binge watching a
show knowing that my fiance is out with another dude. No.
Couldn't focus.
She said, I slept with someone first. It was with a friend we had known for many years. My husband knew when we had dates, and even though he was a nervous wreck at first, he was mostly okay with it.
Mostly.
Right now, we're both still seeing our respective people, and we have started marriage counseling so we can help move forward. But the writing of the dating profile is the thing that really stuck out, because we have had people, like I said, on the show before talking about open relationships, but not engaged so much that you're almost endorsing and recruiting for them.
You ready for a challenge?
Ready for a challenge.
All right.
Not if it has to do with an open relationship.
No. We're going to go to hypothetical land, all right?
Okay.
So this weekend, I will ask Bart, you will ask Tiffany to write our dating profiles for us. Pictures included. So we'll do like kind of like what Rebecca did with our fake Hinge profile she put together for us.
Yeah.
We will get like the Hinge questions, and we will give those to our partner.
And they have to answer honestly, because Tiffany will try to take like the roundabout and go, I am a hideous beast. I am very controlling. I am an alcoholic. I smoke weed every single day. I haven't had a job in 15 years. Want a date?
So they will choose our photos. They will choose the prompts. Okay. They will choose the pictures. And even if they want to record a voice prompt on our behalf, I think they should do that too.
I'm down.
Take it next level. You can't tell Tiffany it's for the radio.
But she's trying to cause issues.
So I'm supposed to go to her and say, hey, I want you to write a dating profile? She would know that was a fake right off the bat. Yeah, you'd never buy that.
I
want to
hear that conversation.
Get it. The Burt Show.